Blog Talk Radio.
Your place, love connection. Your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment. Here's your host, Dr. Susie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Your Place Love Connection Bible Study. This is your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment. We're so excited to have you with us tonight. And tonight is a special night, as it is every Tuesday from 7 to 8:30-ish p.m. Eastern Time. We are talking this month and have been a couple of months about the Book of Signs, Dr. Jeremiah's Book of Signs. And we started off talking about false prophets in March and martyrs and 144,000, the two witnesses, the dragon, the mark of the beast, Armageddon, and the return of the king. My goodness. And so tonight we're going to talk about the millennium. And so we just ask that you would be involved with us tonight. We're going to begin with the end of the return of the king to kind of summarize, and then we're going to go into the millennium, and we are going to be excited, and hopefully those of you who are listening on the line will be excited and ready to be expectant of our Lord's return. So join me in prayer. Most holy and righteous God, we come before you, and we, your children, are sitting expectantly at your feet. We're here, O God, to hear your word. We're here, O God, to study your word. We're here, O God, to discuss your word and ask that your revelation knowledge would empower, impact, change, transform our lives so that we will understand the immediacy, the expectancy that's needed for us to be ready for your return. Lord, this is not the same as when you first came as a child. You came humble. You are coming back as Lord and King. And as you come back in Lord and King, Lord, we want to be ready to praise you, to celebrate you, to lift you up, to magnify your name, and to acknowledge you as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. So prepare our hearts and minds tonight. Remind us of what it's like as we look at the millennium and have something to look forward to, and empower us, oh God. We thank you, thank you, thank you for what is to come. And Lord, we ask that you be with us during our time of devotion. And as we begin with our intercessory prayer, we ask these blessings now in the matchless name of Jesus, for we trust you for it all. Let us all say, amen.
Amen.
Because
Amen. Amen. Scripture.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. Then the king shall say to those on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Revelation,
word of the Lord.
And okay, Revelation 22:12, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work, the word of the Lord for the people of God.
Amen.
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Ooh. So we have prayed. We've heard a devotion. We've heard the scripture tonight. We need to have intercessory prayer. Are there those who would like to volunteer to lead us in intercessory prayer tonight? Anybody? Anybody like to lead us in intercessory prayer? Anybody? Welcome. I hear somebody saying something. Okay, let's do a roll call. Who's on the line tonight? Who do we have on the line? Those who'd like to do a roll call.
You have Bishop from Tulsa.
Okay. Who else is on the line for roll call?
Margaret from Ohio.
Okay. Shirley from Maryland.
All right. Okay. We got a couple more people on the line if they choose to talk. It's up to you guys later. Just make yourself known. Is anybody... There's one more person. Is there anybody else who would like to be a part of the roll call tonight? If you're on the roll,
Perry,
who else would like to?
Perry's on the line, but he's too shy to talk.
Okay.
Perry.
That's okay. That's okay. Is there, if there's anybody else who would like to talk, you're more than welcome. We just want to introduce and say who's on the line. I see it looks like Lori, you're on the line tonight. And she might just want to say hi.
I'm here, but I'm driving, so I don't.
That's fine. We just wanted to hear you. We just wanted to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
So, good to hear you.
Okay.
Voice.
So we got. Yeah, we got Lori on the line with us tonight. Praise God. So Bishop, since you are there, Brother Michael, would you please do intercessory prayer? Would you like to do that?
Yes, ma'am. Are there any prayer
requests? Bishop. Well, this is Margaret. I have a request for my grandson who's been having 101 fever and has an ear infection, and his brother may be getting it as well. So I have a prayer for healing.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Is there anybody else that has a prayer request?
This is Shirley. I just want to thank God for his grace and his mercy. Just give him thanks.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This is Dr. Susie. I have a couple of prayer requests. One would be for Eric and his family. We haven't heard from them. Also would like to offer prayer for his mom and, again, for Shawnette Brown as she's dealing with her loss. Also, we ask blessings for, ask prayer for James Beavers, my son. He is preparing for a paper he's kind of needing help with and asking for prayer and support with that. Sydney Beavers as well. She's trying to get a house, so praying that she'll get the house that God wants her to have. And also we're asking for prayer. I just want a praise report for myself. I was able to get the house that the person walked away from. He walked away from the house the first time, and I had my realtor call back and ended up getting the house. So I have a cabin, and
glory
just want to praise the Lord, because right next to me, I wanted to fish. I can fish, and right at the foot of me is a fishing pond as well. So I used to have dreams that I could fish in my backyard, and isn't that interesting that I can fish in my backyard?
Oh.
I'm telling you, God is good.
God is good.
All the time, all the time.
Yeah.
God is good. I'm telling you.
Please get somebody
when we
to
all meet, we
the first pole. Please get somebody to take a picture of the first pole that you throw down there.
I know you're right. I will. I will. Ah, I'm going to send pictures to everybody, and we're going to have a retreat up here. I have plenty of room, and it's so quiet. It's if you need to get away. I'm seriously considering making it a vegan retreat, so that people can,
pray
when I retire,
it.
That it'll be a bed and breakfast. Mm-hmm.
Okay, pray on it. Pray on it.
I am. I got some time. It won't be right away.
Okay.
But it won't be anything right away. I'm just getting settled for at least 3 years. But when retirement comes, it may be something I want to do. So, but I want to praise God for that. And I just want to thank the Lord that, you know, I have plenty of time to, I have raised beds in the back. There'll be chickens. And so I'll be able to exchange stuff with, you know, God is just blessing. So I just thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So
thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Take self-sufficiency to another level. All right. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Another level. Amen. Of faith
thank
and
you,
trust
Lord.
And walk. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
He's able.
Oh,
I'm telling
bless
you.
Your name.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Lord, we bless you. We glorify you. We thank you for this opportunity of prayer. Thank you for being able to come around your throne of grace. We thank you for this time of being together. We love you. We glorify you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, for who you are in our lives. Lord, we stand in the gap for everyone who's in the need of prayer, for those that are even afraid to or shy to be known. Lord, there's no secret that is hidden from you. There's nothing that's hidden from you. So, Lord, for that unspoken prayer request, Lord, for that burdened heart, we lift them up before you right now. And Lord, we lift up Margaret's grandson and her grandchildren, Lord, that, Lord, you would protect and heal and cool the temperatures, cool the fever, Lord God. And, Lord, we thank you for divine help right now in the name of Jesus, that her grandchildren walk in divine health. We thank you that they are healed in Jesus' name. Angels encamp around about them and keep them, Lord.
Yes.
And, Lord, we join together with Shirley, Lord, to just thank you for your mercy, Lord. My goodness. Thank you for not giving us what we deserve, Lord, but you gave us mercy instead of judgment. Many people will say,
Lord,
only God can judge me. And Lord, they don't understand that when you make that judgment, that there's no appellate court that we could go to. You are the Supreme Court. You are judge. You are the Lord. We ask for mercy, Lord God, not judgment, Lord. We thank you for your grace, Lord, that forgives us and heals us and empowers us and strengthens us. Lord, thank you for your grace that is amazing. Was grace that taught my heart to fear. Lord, thank you for your grace, Lord. And the last verse of that song says, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Thank you for that grace, Lord God. We give you the praise and glory. We lift up Eric and his family. We lift up his mom, Father God. We lift up Shanette Brown, God, for whatever is going on in her life, Father God. Lord, we lift up James Devers and this paper, Lord God. Lord, that you would give him and call everything that he's researched to come back to his remembrance and help him to synthesize this paper to where it be one of the best papers that he's ever written in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, give Sydney the desires of her heart, Lord God, just like you did her mom. We give you the praise and glory because we remember Dr. Susie going out looking at the property and claiming it. We even heard the people say no. Glory to God. We even heard
people stand
against it. But Lord God, when God says yes, everybody else can say no. But your yes is final and amen. Your yeas, your the answers of God are yea and amen. No matter who says no, you still said yes and your yes is final. So we give you the glory, we give you the praise, we honor you, and we worship you. And, Lord, thank you for being present on this Bible study. And, Lord, speak, and your people will hear. Lord, we claim souls right now that are listening all over the world for the kingdom of God. We give you the glory and give you the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Be with us tonight in Jesus' name.
Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. I just want to thank everybody for being on the line tonight. And I'm going to ask for something that I haven't asked for before. And I'm going to take a little privilege. Because you cannot be here with me, would you please lift a prayer toward the house for cleansing, for the presence of God to be in the house, for that this would be a place of peace, that this would be a place where God's spirit would abide, and just send it, you know, spiritually to me. I'm in Crawfordsville, Indiana. I ask that you send it to me, and I just ask blessings for that right now. And I don't want to call people out because I don't know who wants to pray, but I would ask that those of you who want to pray, that you do pray and send blessings and cleansing of the house towards me, because I know that God is able. And so I really am asking for
Dr.
this, because
Susie,
I know
do you want
the power
us to
of
pray
the Lord.
Right now?
I do. That's why I'm asking. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am, right now.
Okay. Well,
so would you start off, Margaret?
Yes. Father God, I come before you today, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for what you have done for Dr. Susie in providing her with this home. She's been looking. She's been patient. She's followed your direction and guidance. She's gone where you would have her to go, and she's been serving you in sharing the word of God and the gospel message. And she's faithful, Lord, and you've rewarded her here in this life with a home. But, Lord, we just ask that you would fill this home with your Holy Spirit blessing, that you would cleanse this home of all unrighteous influences, spirits, cleanse it of any demonic activity. Send your angels forth to surround this home and put a hedge of protection around it and fill it with your Holy Spirit, God Almighty, please, on Dr. Susie's behalf. We thank you for answering prayer for this great blessing.
Yes,
and the political, I also pray that you will always protect her and send your angels, as I said before, to protect her person even as she travels to and from her home. And I praise you that this is just a short commute from her place of employment. You've done a great thing, and I recall that in your word it says to find your work before you build your house, and she did that. She has her place of employment where she serves you, Lord. So I pray that you would look down upon her with favor and with mighty power, Lord. bless her life, renew her strength, give her a healing touch as well, because she's worked very hard already in this move and in the cleaning. I pray you would help and cleanse this house also of any kind of mold or mildew, anything that would be unhealthy for her, and renew her strength that she might rise up with eagle's wings and be strong again and filled with energy and your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Righteous Lord, thank you, God, for answering prayer. We just praise you. We know that you are a mighty, awesome God, and merciful and kind and good, and we just love you, Lord, and we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I guess someone else will be willing.
Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, because the hard part is already over with. You have put
Hallelujah.
Her in a place that she has asked for so long, dear Heavenly Father, a place where she can do whatever she wants to do, and you have made that come to fruition, dear Lord. We also know that you've already covered it with your blood, dear Heavenly Father, all the windowsills, the door sills, all of those nooks and crannies within the house, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Any kind of thing that you see that is not pleasing to you, not the doctor's
Come
doctor,
on
but
now.
To you, you have already taken
to you,
care
Lord.
Of, dear Heavenly Father. We just want to make sure that the umbrella is extended over her too, dear Heavenly Father, and
yes.
all the areas surrounding the home, dear Lord, because without you, none of this would be possible, dear Heavenly Father.
Amen.
We also know that you are a will maker, because you have already showed us that you are a will maker, dear Heavenly Father. You already then showed us that whatever Dr. Susie is asking for, she has gotten it, dear Lord. You have made it so that that is one less problem or stressful point on her spirit right now to find a place that she wanted to make her own, dear Lord, and then to bring you into it, dear Heavenly Father, which all thanks goes to you, dear Lord. We also know that you will keep her covered full with food. You will keep all any imperfect things that come in there. You will make sure they do not cross the door sill, dear Lord. You will also make sure that she is protected from any kind of storms or anything like that, dear Heavenly Father, because you brought her through this. They walked away and they said no before, but we know you have the final word. You always have the final word in anything that happens, dear Lord. Just make sure you just cover her family there, cover all individuals who visit there, because it will be a welcome retreat, dear Lord. And when the birds are singing, we know that it's from you, dear Heavenly Father. When the vegetables are growing, we know that is you and your hands in the soil, dear Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah.
When the fish are swimming, we know that's you, dear Heavenly Father. We know all this is you, dear Lord, because you are a will maker, and we continue to say that you are a will maker. We also thank you for your grace and your mercy through all of this, dear Lord. And Dr. Susie is more than one of your warriors, dear Lord. She is more than one of your warriors, dear Lord, and you have rewarded her well with a place that she can call her own, dear Lord. Now she's going to fix
Thank
it
you,
up
Lord.
To make it her place and her sanctuary to honor you and individuals
Thank
who
you,
come
Lord.
In there just to cover it, just to clean any kind of filth that has been in there, dear Heavenly Father, so it does not attach itself
Amen.
To you. Or to her.
Amen.
Dear Lord, we
Thank
also
you.
Know
Amen.
That the devil works overtime, goes to and fro, but we also know
Amen.
We have no fear of him, because we say, get thee behind me, Satan, because I am not accepting this, dear Lord. And you make sure that every kind of thing that she wants and taken care of in this house is taken care of, dear Lord. And I know, Father, all we can do is just say thank you and hallelujah and praise your name, because you
Amen.
Made it so.
Amen.
Made it so,
Amen.
And you continue to make it so. And in Jesus' name
Amen.
We pray, and we cover Dr. Susie through all of
Hallelujah.
This, through getting preparation to move in and everything, dear Heavenly Father, because I know you will make provisions for her to not have to do this all by herself. But there will be individuals
yes.
who will come and help her out with this, to help her move, to help her clean, dear Heavenly Father. Don't let any kind of little dust-type particles or anything like that attack her spirit, dear Lord. Just keep her... Put on her body armor to
yes,
be able
Lord.
To
yes.
prepare this place as a spiritual being place for her, a retreat for her to relax and unwind,
a place of sanctuary for her to come home to. After a day at the job, she has a place to just come right home to, dear Lord, and just keep her covered to and fro, back and forth from work, and make sure that she is well taken care of, dear Lord. All these things we ask in your precious Son's name. Amen to the Father. Amen to the Son.
Hallelujah.
And amen to the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Father, God, we bless you for what you've already done. We bless you for what you're doing. Lord, we send blessings to that house, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we
yes, Lord.
Come against any curse that would be spoken against her. We
yes, Lord.
Confound the tongue of the wicked, and we send confusion to the enemy's camp right now.
Yes,
in the name
yes,
of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what we've seen. We've actually seen a miracle take place.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord,
we
it's
have.
Taught us, Lord. It's taught us that even when it seems the darkest, you will make the darkness light before us. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Every time
yes.
that the darkness is there and you shine your light, you cause the light to cause the darkness to scatter.
Yes,
so
Lord.
We thank you for scattering the darkness. Lord, we send
thank
blessings
you,
of healing. We thank you for blessings of prosperity. We thank you for blessings of protection. We thank you for blessings of just giving more blessings. You
yes,
blessed
Lord.
Her so she could be a blessing, Father God.
Yes,
Lord, we
thank
you
Lord.
That you're able to do exceeding abundantly above that which we can ask, think, or imagine. And that's the same with this house. It's going to be
yes,
beyond Dr. Susie's wildest dreams.
Yes,
beyond
Lord.
Her biggest imagination or even wish, Lord. I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither hath it been revealed to the sons of men, the things that you have in store for Dr. Susie and that place.
Yes,
God, that it will be a place for preachers and teachers to come and be revitalized. Those that have been burnt out and discouraged and hurt and heartbroken, it will be a place of healing, Father God. We bless
yes,
you and we glorify you. We thank you. It'll be a place of education and nutrition and health, Father God. We give you the glory. And we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord God. And, Lord, that Dr. Susie herself would be restored.
Yes, Lord.
From the things
Amen.
That she has to deal with at work, there's restoration for her. She shall know a time of refreshing and strengthening. Oh, glory to your name. We bless you. We
yes,
glorify
Lord.
You. The angels of the Lord encamp in that place. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And the
Thank
enemy
you.
Of God shall not cross the threshold of that house.
Yes,
we draw
Lord.
A bloodline around that property in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
you're
Lord.
Able to do it. Not only are you able, but you've already shown us that you're willing. It'll be
yes,
a place
Lord.
Of joy, restored joy.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
And we give you the glory
you,
and
Jesus.
Praise. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise your name.
Amen.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Anyone else want to have a prayer during this time? Amen. 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 We just thank you. At this time, Lord, I'm going to close with the prayer by saying, Lord, you are able to do all things. And as we submit these prayers to you, we stand on the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing that we
yes,
can
Lord.
Do, but whose we are and what you promised according to your word. We will
yes,
trust,
Lord.
We will obey, we will walk in that which you have given us. And Lord, as we go through this, we dedicate everything that we have always back to you, or we'll continue
yes,
the Bible study. We'll continue to try to share and to teach and to preach so that people can know you, so that people can hear your name, so that people can get ready, so that they can be prepared for your return. We thank
yes,
you, O God,
Lord.
And we ask this in the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. I can't tell you all how I'm so touched by the prayers, how much it means to me. And, you have spoken into my life, and I know that God will see it through. I know God will
Amen.
See it through. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. So
Amen.
tonight we are picking up where we left off. Last week we were talking about the return of the king, and we're just going to kind of summarize a little bit about what we talked about with the return of the king. And so I just want to mention a few things and ask if you, those of you who wanted to join in, I think for me, I'm going to start it off. For me, the exciting thing about, the most exciting thing about the return of the king for me is the fact that the Lord is coming and will be at the Mount of Olives and doing his first return, doing his second return. When he comes back for us, well, that is the second return. During
right.
the second return, he'll be at the Mount of Olives, and he'll be coming into the entryway. And at this time, he's going to take his church back. And as he takes the church back, he's going to be celebratory, coming back again, not as the humble servant, but as the king. And during this time, for me, it was a time where I could see Christ coming in glory. And as Christ came in his glory, for me, it's the exciting thing that promotes and pushes me to get ready. It's the thing that I know I'm ready to hear him say, good and faithful servant, well done. It's that time when I no longer have to labor anymore because I have given God my best, and I get to celebrate and be with him and knowing that I'm going to be on the Lord's side. So that for me was what jumped out at me about Christ's return. Did anybody else have something? So for me, it was anticipating that return. So anybody else have something that jumped out at them? So we talked about the return. So we talked about the angels. So we talked about John foretelling the second coming. And in that he was saying, behold, he's coming with cloud, and every eye will see, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. And so it's in that understanding of the second coming and the understanding of the event. It says, after these things, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here. I will show you things which must take place after this. And the door swings open a second time for Christ and his church to proceed from heaven on their militant march back to earth. The first opening is for the rapture, he says, and the second is for the return of Christ. So we got that clear. So the first opening of heaven is the rapture, and the second opening is the return of Christ. So
right.
The second time, as I was saying, is the dramatic return where it says his feet touched the Mount of Olives and the mountain will split apart. Woo! The mountain will split apart. And it said, creating a passage from Jerusalem to Jericho. Have mercy. So we see the glory and majesty of Christ displayed at his second coming. And we're looking at the fact that, he's coming back, not as the baby, as I said earlier, but on the white horse as judge and faithful and true. And his name is the Word of God. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so we see him as that. And, we talked about how his eyes are like fire penetrating through to see and to understand and glean who we are and see any impurities. But I don't know if y'all remember we talked about how those who were with him, remember we talked about those who, the 144,000, the two witnesses, his own children, those of us who stood by him and were caught up in the rapture, during the time of Armageddon, that we are going to be on the Lord's side. And those things, the authority of Christ, is that we'll be able to stand with him. And it's like Eric was saying, it's an annihilation. It's the fact that it's like a spider web can't stand against an eagle, because it says he himself will rule, come on, with a rod of iron. And it says, and he has on his robe and on his thigh, the name is written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. So when he comes back the second time, he will finally fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government is on his shoulder. The government is on his shoulder. The government is on his shoulder. And at the second coming, he's fulfilling the second part. The second part, the government of the world being on his shoulder. But as I said, he ain't coming as a baby no more. He's coming back as the avenging Christ. He's coming back to say, look, you know, I gave you opportunity after opportunity. You have free will. And you had opportunity after opportunity, but you chose not to be obedient. And the time of purging is taking place, where the fowls of the earth, of the heavens, excuse me, ascend on those who have lined up against him in Armageddon to eat the flesh, to cleanse everything up. And it said he saw an angel standing in the sun, this is the scripture I'm reading, with a loud voice cried out, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather together for the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great, and all the birds, it says, were filled with the flesh. And when he talked about these fowls, these birds, the Greek word was, they were talking about vultures. And this was the 19th chapter, Revelation 17 through 18 and 21, talking about the vultures, the scavenger birds that will attack at Armageddon. And so as we looked on, we talked the fatality of the beast and the false prophet. Do y'all remember what happened to them? What happened to the beast and the false prophet?
Lake
they got snatched up. I like the idea. He said they got snatched up. And thrown. Flung.
But you know.
Into the
but you
lake
know what,
of fire.
Dr.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. You know what, Dr. Susie? The other part that got me, too, was God never sends judgment without further having sent a warning. So people are getting warnings, and they're not heeding the warnings.
That's exactly right, which is why he sent the 144,000, which is why he sent the two prophets, the two witnesses, which is why he sent everybody to help out. And they chose to ignore.
Yeah.
And so, you know, those people just hardened their heart because, you know, God continued to give them choices. And God gives us free will. And so with that, you know, he allowed people to make the decision that they wanted to. But guess what? In the lake of fire, scripture says in 2010, the devil who deceived them, this is after the millennium, was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet, see, they were thrown in first, the beast and the false prophet.
Right.
And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
And night,
so this is, of course, after the
so
millennium.
That's horrible.
But he doesn't join the beast and the false prophet until the end of the millennium because guess what? They get to be tempted again. So the finality, yes, absolutely. So the finality of that victory is that when he returns at the end of the tribulation period, the armies that have been fighting against each other, they're going to rally around and choose to think that they can come up against God. Hallelujah. How, what do they think? They're going to come up against the Creator? They have lost their mind. But God in his infinite wisdom, the Creator, against the created? Come on, y'all. But anyway, these soldiers, they lose their mind, right? And they start to focus and gather to fight this battle. Yet their best efforts are futile because Christ is going to smite them with the sword in his mouth, and they'll be killed with their horses and be vulture food.
That's exactly right.
After that, That's it. They're going to be tearing down. But so we have this, you know, God's word, as you said, always tries to call us to awake out of our sleep, right? To warn us, to give us enlightenment of what's going to happen. And so we've had prophecy. We've had information shared. We got people that should know that Christ coming again to the earth. And we can't go on being the same people.
Right.
Not if we expect to be on the Lord's side. And so he gave a wonderful example about a group of people who were explorers. And there was a group of people who went with Sir Ernest Shackleton, and they said it was dangerous, and it was a death story that they would make it. But he took his crew with him, and he was a strong support. They called him the boss. But what happened is the little boat that they were on sank, and they got on the little islet that was ice, and then that started to break apart, and they got on the little island that they knew that wasn't going to last long. So they had to choose to walk to try to get some help. And the boss left, and he was going to come back for his men. And he actually took a 105-day trip, and it said 3 days earlier attempts, they didn't even have food longer than for 3 days left. But he made it back for them, and they were trusting and believing and waiting and anxiously believing that he was coming back. And he made it back for them. And he personally helped them get back to safety. And guess what? If he could do that for a human being, do that for his crew, what do you think our Lord is going to do for us?
Yes.
What do you think is going to happen with the prophets, the angels, the Apostle John, all these words of promise, all of this just for us when Jesus himself returns? Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise. Amen.
So we have all that to anticipate, and I love that he threw in the song, Soon and Very Soon. Come on.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Yeah.
We're going to see the king.
Right.
And so then it starts the millennial chapter by talking about Isaac Watts. How many of y'all remember Isaac Watts? He wrote Joy to the World.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if those of you paid attention to this, but I thought it was amazing. Joy to the World wasn't about the birth of Christ. It was about Christ's return, the Lord's return. And I was shocked, you know. That was his interpretation of Psalms 98. And I want to read some of the words so that we can think about this. It says, Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks and hills and plains. We know what happens to all of that when Christ is cleansing all of that, right? We know that during that time, all of that's destroyed so that he could clear all the sin away. He could create newness and prepare a place for everything to be restored. And it says he rules the world with truth and grace. We just got through talking about government and makes the nation prove the glories of his righteousness, the wonders of his love. So we know that didn't happen when Jesus first came, when he was wrapped in swaddling clothes, right? We know that didn't happen then. But the question is, was nature a part of that at all? And so we know that nature said that the angels destroyed the parts of the earth, the people were killed, the earthquakes occurred, floods, rocks, hills, plains were changed, and people died and were prepared because Christ was creating newness. He was creating new opportunity. He transformed nature. He transformed all that. And the curse was lifted, right? It says, the sin and sorrow ceased as Christ currently ruled this world in grace and truth. So we already know that the enemy is still the ruler of this world, right?
Right.
We know that the enemy is still... Yes, sir.
Yeah, on this very point that you raise here on Joy to the World, there are school districts across this nation that will not have Christmas pageants anymore because of songs like this. It's prophetic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's talking about the Lord's return. So they don't want you to do these. They have the winter solstice celebrations, which is bringing in all kinds of other New Age stuff and everything. But this right here, you just said it right here, the government of the world would be upon whose shoulder? On Jesus' shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So everything being set right. When you said that, that just leaped out at me. That's one of the reasons they don't want us singing Christmas carols, air quote, because it's talking about the glories of his righteousness. No more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessing flow. See, that's gospel. That's preaching.
Right.
So,
right.
You know.
That's just like,
you know,
that's like praying school. And it's, Bishop, that's just like praying school.
Yeah.
When I was teaching, I prayed. I prayed in school. Especially when they started acting up, I'd be, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. And they got scared. I prayed in school. They didn't stop me. If a Christian's in school, if you're a Christian and you're a teacher and you're in school, you can pray. They can't stop you from praying. You just got to use wisdom on how to do it. Amen.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You have to use wisdom.
So what do we believe the word millennium means?
A thousand years.
Thousand years?
You have a decade, you have a century, and you have the millennium.
Yeah, millennium is a thousand
right.
years.
And so milli, a part of the word, means a thousand,
thousand,
and annum means a thousand
years.
Years.
Right.
So they put that word together, and that's where they got millennium. So Dr. David Jeremiah talks about he believes that there were four purposes in the millennium, and one is to reward the people of God. The second one is to respond to the prophets' predictions that we read. The third one has to do with to receive the answer to the disciples' prayer, and then to reemphasize man's depravity and the necessity of Christ's death. So those are the four things that he talks about. So let's briefly, if we could talk briefly about those so we have some idea what those things are. So the first one he talks about is to reward the people of God. Why would having the millennium reward us? How would that reward us as God's people?
Yeah, being unshakable and movable and always sticking to the word of God and keeping his word and asking him to be our Lord and Savior and just put nobody else before him. It's our reward to
Amen.
Be with him, you know. So
Amen.
That's
so
what
as you
for.
Said, Shirley, everything we've done is to live
right.
for this, like you said.
Right.
And then God rewards us by allowing us to be with him directly. This is not,
exactly.
you know, some distance relationship, but we get to be face-to-face. Hallelujah.
Right.
The with
the
Lord Jesus. We get to be, yes, we get to be close with the Lord. For Jesus
Amen.
Said, the Son of Man will come in glory of his Father with the angels, and he will reward each according to his work.
Amen.
So we get to be with the Lord.
Right.
And then he says to those on his right hand, come. You blessed of my Father, inherit the
kingdom.
Prepared
yeah,
for
exactly.
you from the foundations of the world.
Amen.
And in Revelation 22:12, it says, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work.
Right.
So
and that's the part that
we're working on. We're working
that's the
here.
Part that
Go ahead, Shirley.
Yeah, yeah. That's not the part. That's the part that gets you. I'm going to give it to you right then and there. I'm not going to wait until you get here. I'm going to give it to you right then and there when I come. This is your reward for being so loyal to me.
And Dr. Susie?
Yes.
Hello? Can I say something here?
Yes,
when,
yes.
If this is
yes.
something that when we say, you know, so I'm coming quickly. Like, well, he ain't come yet. No. What he's saying is that is the manner of which he will come quickly.
Right.
He can't predict when the lightning's going to strike. But when it comes, it's like, it's there. I'm coming quickly. That's how I'm coming. When you least expect it, expect it.
What is it, a twinkling of an eye?
Come on, man.
All right.
Come on. That's how quick it is. It's like, wow, you said you were coming. And the good thing is, as we've gone through with the judgment seat of Christ and everything, he says, my reward is with me. A lot of preachers have messed that one up.
Yes, we've messed that up.
He's coming with his reward. He's going to reward us. It was accredited unto Abraham as righteousness. Why? Because he believed God.
Right.
Why is he going to reward us? Because we believed him. Were we perfect? No. Did we make mistakes? Yes.
Mm.
Did he forgive us? Thank God he did. Hallelujah.
But we're covered by the blood. Hallelujah.
Well,
thank you.
May I say something? I think that I was really struck by the fact that the suggestion is made that we will serve, that we will be active, that the world of Christ in the millennium, it will be an active serving of the Lord, so we will be undertaking without the restrictions, without the blowback that we always get from Satan when we serve God.
We'll just go forward, full sail ahead. Come on,
amen.
Come on, and you know, for those of us who are tired, those for us who think we're tired, there is no retirement in the kingdom. There ain't no retirement,
amen.
Y'all.
Amen.
We got millennia time to serve him. So,
amen.
And he talked about in the book about how when you're doing something that you're passionate about, it's not work. It's not work. We will be serving with Jesus directly. We will be at his feet. We will be, remember how we talked about when we hit Revelations and we talked about how the 24 elders surrounded the throne and they were praising 24/7? Can you imagine us serving and praising and worshiping? And it's going to be, we're not going to even think about it. We will be renewed and joyful to be with the Lord, to do for the Lord. That he says, well done, good and faithful servant. Y'all know we want to hear that. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Hallelujah.
Right. Amen, amen, amen. That this is sure. That brings to mind to me is Enoch, when the good Lord came and took Enoch. Enoch didn't die.
Yes.
God took him. He took him.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
Well, what a glorious
amen.
Day. What a glorious
Enoch,
day.
Enoch walked with God, and somebody said, an old preacher said one time, he walked with him so long, he figured that he was closer to God's house than Enoch's house, so God took him home. So,
he sure did.
Amen. So you know, that talked a bit about, so the next one is to receive the answer to the disciples' prayer. So instead of the Lord's prayer, you know, he says it's not really the Lord's prayer, but it's, and I've heard several ministers talk about this, it is the template. This is what Miles Monroe said. It ain't the Lord's prayer. It's the template that he gave the disciples on how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
It's the template of prayer. And so the disciples were taught to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So he talks about how we've been doing this for the last 2,000 years, trying to pray, but, you know, in intermediate ways now. But the ultimate fulfillment awaits us in the millennium, when the kingdom will come in its fullness, right, and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And the third point is to reemphasize man's depravity and the necessity of Christ's death. So the millennium is to reemphasize man's depravity, because y'all know what happens during the millennium, and the necessity of Christ's death, because remember, all the good was taken out. And so all of us are with the Lord. But yes, after the millennium, what happens? Y'all remember?
Mm-hmm.
The enemy is let loose.
Yes.
After the millennium,
yes,
to tempt again. So guess,
yes,
what?
Yes,
there
yes.
is no Holy Spirit out in the world, right? So humanity's depravity is revealed. And so, you know, I went and did a little research on this, y'all, and I was just a little bit shocked. You remember how many of you all have studied Augustine?
Somewhat.
A long
Augustine
time
of,
ago.
Yeah, and you know, and I had pulled up the thing, and I had it sitting here waiting on me. So I got to see if I can find it again. But anyway, I had pulled up the understanding of talking about Augustine and sin. And so Augustine says he believes that our humanity itself is depraved, right? That we
mm-hmm.
are, Augustine felt that we are born evil. And so let me read this. It says, original sin saw his wayward ways for how he thought. Why do humans tend to be so evil? Why do we delight in sex, excess, gluttony, and drunkenness? And he says, because of free will. Free will is what makes us the beloved of God, but it's also our downfall. It is what makes us brilliant, but it's also that which causes all of our suffering and misery. And I thought that was really interesting. So Pelagius, who is a theologian, he offered a theological rival to original sin, and he says this. He says, underlying Augustine's thought is a Neoplatonism that viewed God as supremely perfect, the summa bonum, the greatest of all things, under Neoplatonism. The further everything gets from the Godhead, remember this, the further everything gets from the Godhead, right, by the misuse of our free will, the more it becomes corrupted. So when we started in the garden, everybody was perfect, right? And as we got further out, we become more and more corrupted. So he says the further you walk away from this, the fainter the light becomes until there's just a tiny speck of a star. Every sin is a step away from this light. So in Eden, man had decided to wrench away from God's will to become an autonomous being. The result is that we must suffer the evil that comes from evil choices. And I thought that was pretty interesting.
Amen.
Amen.
Takes you to the Garden of Eden.
You know, absolutely. So I thought, you know, that those were some real interesting thoughts that, you know, we can look at and, you know, that theologians have said. And then the last thing is when we talk about this answer to the disciples' prayer, you know, what did they pray? Your kingdom come, your will be done. And then we said man's depravity, which is what we talked about the original sin just now, and the fact that as we get further away from God, we are more sinful and more depraved because of free will. And that describes and demonstrates for us the necessity of Christ's death, because we need him because of our human nature. So,
amen.
And then the last one, it says the millennial will prove God's, this is part of it. It says the millennium, let me go back. It says that the people will say, well, our problem is our environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
our problem isn't our environment, but the sinful nature we inherited. The millennium will prove God's righteousness when those at the great white throne judgment, so y'all tell me what the great white throne judgment is. Come on, somebody. What's the great white throne judgment?
When the kings and the queens of the earth will stand at the great white throne, and their names will not be found in the book of life because of the deeds that they have done and their refusal to accept Jesus as their Christ.
Absolutely. So when we're raptured, we get our rewards. After the millennium, and there's a judgment that Christ gives, and that's called the great white throne judgment. And at those times, it's when the wicked will have to deal with what's going to happen to them. And so, as Bishop said, as those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And they'll be saying, I didn't have the right environment, Lord. And the Lord will reply, I gave you 1,000 years of peace and righteousness. Yet
that's
you
right.
still rebelled. You
right.
still rebelled.
Morning.
And he'll say,
right.
depart from me. I never knew you.
Right.
So
right.
there are 5 profiles of the millennium, and I'm just going to mention the 5. One is going to be a time of peace. Remember, the millennium has peace, prosperity, purity, prolonged life, and personal joy.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the 5 things we want to look at. What do we know about the time of peace? I don't know, but I think that's awesome that we'll have a time of peace with the Lord. And I think somebody said earlier that we don't have to worry about the fighting against the enemy, but that we will be able to enjoy and just be at peace with the service that we give the Lord.
Right, and one another, right.
So, yes, and one another. Psalm 72:7 mm-hmm. says, in his days the righteous shall flourish in abundance of peace. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many people and rebuke strong nations, and they will beat the swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up swords against nations, neither shall they learn war anymore. No more. The wolf...
Yeah.
also shall dwell with the lamb. The leper shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. The young one shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the seas.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's a praise. Can you imagine an age in which the kingdom of this world, even the animals, are in peace, perfect peace?
Right.
Wow.
Right.
And then the next one is the time of prosperity. Yeah, there we go, Shirley. You're right about prosperity. What do you think it's talking about when it says it will be a time of prosperity? Anybody? It's talking about the whole world is economically healthy.
There will be no lack.
The land of Israel. Yes.
Right.
The land of Israel is going to flourish beyond anything imaginable. The scripture says, and I want to read this so we're cognizant, I will cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessings. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Then the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. The earth shall yield her increase. They shall be safe in their land, and they shall know that I am the Lord. I will call for the grain and multiply it, bring no famine on you. I will multiply the fruit of your trees and increase of your fields, so you never again bear the reproach of famine. Behold, the days are coming, said the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes him who sows seeds. The mountains shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then a time of purity. What is that talking about when we talk about a time of purity?
Sins will be kept.
It would be like for the
sins. No
sins
or anything.
That's right. Sins are kept in check. Disobedience will be dealt with. And
efficiently,
it says, Isaiah 11:9 says, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. That's what keeps people at bay. When we love the Lord, when we are living with God, when we are face to face, just the knowledge of God, we want to do what's right.
And what's the part that says,
and it says
in here? I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirits to depart from the land.
That's it. It shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, all flesh, come on, shall come to worship before me, Isaiah 66.
Amen.
And then the last one, it's a time of prolonged life. What does that mean? That's an easy one. Time of prolonged life. What's it talking about? You remember before the days of Noah, Methuselah lived to be 969. Woo! Well, guess what? We ain't seen nothing yet. Woo! Beyond 969 years. We already said if it's a millennial, that's already 1,000. Come on.
Right.
So we're going to be some old people, but we won't be.
Right.
It says some scientists believe the climate of Earth was so different, the genetic pool was so young, and the grace of God was so fresh that people lived for many centuries. So we're going to have, you remember how when Moses died, they said he still had good vision, he was still doing good.
Right.
It's going to be like that. We will be able to be renewed. The climate of the world will be the healthiest it's been. We'll have that canopy again, you know, that collapsed during the flood. The human lifespan was a fraction of what it was prior to the flood, and now it's going back to that, where it will be, you know, longevity. So, and then finally, it's a time of personal joy. Why would it be a time of personal joy?
No more heartache, no more heart attacks, no, don't have to worry about depression, no stress, none of that. The balance of the world will be.
And can you imagine we won't have to have any prayer requests because we'll just praise God? There'll be nothing to worry about or to ask the Lord for. Just praise Him.
Amen.
And live in His love.
Amen. Amen.
And because we don't have to worry about snakes and serpents, and because the animals are at peace as well.
Exactly.
So we don't have anything to worry about. Woo!
Or fear.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fear.
No more
fear.
Thank you, God.
No more cortisol.
No.
No.
No fear. No stress, nothing.
And it says he will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God, thank you, hallelujah, will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from the earth, for the Lord has spoken, and it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation.
Amen.
Wow. So it says only a few representative verses.
Yes.
Go ahead,
won't he do it? Say, good Lord, say, won't he do it? Yes, he will do it.
Yes.
Yes, he will do it.
Amen. 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 It says that this is referred to as the golden age of Jewish history. A promised period of peace, prosperity, prolonged life, and personal joy, that during this 1,000 years, King Jesus will reign and rule on the throne of his ancestor David in the city of Jerusalem. And out of Jerusalem will flow this wonderful reign of peace over all the world as we know it today.
Amen.
Won't it be interesting to see what God has planned? Amen.
Amen. And the Satan will join the false prophet and everyone in the lake of fire to be tormented forever and ever.
Right after we have that war. And he kicks them all in. Throw them on in there.
Yep.
Throw them on in there. So that is what we have to celebrate. You know, on that day, we will truly sing the song again, Joy to the World. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare a room. And heaven and nature sing. It makes sense to me now because the animals are singing in their peace. And heaven and nature sing.
Amen.
So I'd like everybody to share a take-home tonight. And, Bishop, if you would, is anybody else on the line that would like, Brother Mateo, if you'd have like anything that you want to say, if there's anybody want to share a take home, if everybody would share something, and then Bishop, if you would extend a prayer, an offering for those to accept Christ, and we'll close. I'll close after you. But Brother Mateo, what did you get from that? What jumped out at you when we talked about the millennium?
Well, to me, it's always the celebration with Christ, being able to reign with him. And even if not reigning with him, just to be able to be with him. Even before we go and stay in heaven forever, we get to reign with him on earth and get to see what it's like under his rulership, what it should have been like before Satan and men destroyed this place. It's like a glorious time, and I don't want to miss it. It's like a real glorious time and something that I look forward to, and that's like the biggest thing for me. I love to talk about the millennial reign. It's one of my favorite subjects.
Amen. Great. Amen. Awesome.
Well,
awesome.
For me, what this is Margaret, what jumps out is that at the end, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that the Lord
Jesus Christ
is
Lord.
To the glory
on,
of God
on,
the Father. We won't be trying to convince people. We won't be trying to bring it up and to give witness fearing condemnation, criticism, and all these, you know, and even hearing bad things said about the Lord, which grieves us as believers. To hear people just reject Christ, it hurts. It really does.
Yes.
And that'll be done. Mm-hmm. Everybody will be in agreement. No one will say, you can't pray in the schools. They'll say, pray louder, pray more. Come on, let's pray.
We'll be saying, hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
That's
hallelujah.
Right. That's right. That's
Amen.
Right.
Go ahead, Ms. Shirley. What jumped out at you, Ms. Shirley?
What jumped out at me was final reward. After all of the warnings that I had ahead of time, and then the final reward to be with him in glory. I don't have to work hard. No more working. You know? Good Lord knows my heart and my face.
Yes.
So my reward, I don't have no more heartache, no more pain. Just
come
to be with
on,
him, glory, and covered in white robes.
Amen.
The land
have
of
mercy.
Milk and honey.
Thank you, Lord.
When they say joy
come
to
on,
the world,
have
like,
mercy.
Joy to the world and the people that follow him. Yes, Lord, yes.
Have
yes,
mercy.
Yes.
Amen. Brother Jerry, what jumps out at you?
Ma'am. Yes, Jerry from Maine. And I think it's just going to be the peace and joy, happiness, and it's going to be just like one great party because we have our Lord Jesus, and I think I'm just looking so forward to it. No
Amen.
More crying, no more MS.
Come on. Come
no
on.
No more
Amen.
COVID.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus.
Thank you. Every day just praying to God and having a party, thanking our Lord. I think it's going to be wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So anybody else? We got Laura. We got Bishop. We got anybody else want to say anything? We got a 502 person in there might want to say something. That may be Laura, too, or Brother Oh, okay, that was Sister Cassandra. Okay. Anybody else? Laura's driving, so she won't be able to talk. Is there anyone else who wants to say what jumped out at them? All right then. So Bishop.
Yes, ma'am.
If you would like to extend the invitation.
You've been listening to some very inspiring, but as inspiring as it is, this is true. It is happening, and it's going to happen. And there's the promise that we will reign with him. That means we're going to be in charge. He's going to put us in charge of something. We are heirs and joint heirs with Christ Jesus, those of us that have accepted Jesus as our Lord and as our Savior. Have we been perfect? No. So let's get that out of the way. But we are being perfected. We are being matured. And if you want that life, you want to have that assurance that you'll be with us when he comes. When we die, we will go to the bosom of Abraham. When we're raptured, we're going to be in the presence of the Lord. Do you want that? If your answer is yes, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I come to you a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I want to be with you. I want you in my life. Lord, I accept you as my Savior. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that God, you raised Jesus from the dead. Therefore, I am saved. Lord, keep me. Lord, I want to know more about you. I want to learn about you. I want to be your student. Lord, I want to be your child most of all. So thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for cleansing me. Thank you for keeping me, and thank you for teaching me. I accept the sacrifice that was done on Calvary, and I thank you that the power of the Lord is in my life, in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer with me, my friend, welcome to the family of God. And Dr. Susie's coming back right now to give you more instructions. Bless you. Welcome to the family of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We are so excited to have you as our brother and sister in the Lord. And what we ask is, as Bishop said, that you would join a Bible-believing church, you would get involved and get baptized, and continue to join us here at Your Place Love Connection Bible Study. And as we are here every Tuesday from 7 to 8:30-ish p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and feel free to bring some with you and call the number 646-478-4932. And if you have something you want to email us, a topic you'd like to discuss, feel free to send an email to drsusie.loveconnection@gmail.com. God's blessings be with you.
Everyone be blessed.
Be blessed.